Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We are with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, apparently a legislative pay commission is meeting today in New York City.
Yes, they have a December 10th deadline looming to make recommendations, and the five-member panel was set up as part of this year's $168 billion state budget, and the panel is required to hold at least one public hearing in 2018. It's been kind of acting quietly, hasn't held anything yet. State lawmakers have not seen a pay hike since 1998 when their base salary was set at $79,500. Legislators may also earn thousands of dollars in legislative stipends called Lulus, but nonetheless, the base pay hasn't changed since then, and this commission has been set up. It's going to make some recommendations and perhaps hold public hearings in Albany at the end of November. But they have to make recommendations to the governor by December 10th. And if things go well, they'll be able to vote on a pay raise that would be in next year for all legislators. And that would have to happen before December 31st. So there's a little bit of a rush. They're trying to avoid the controversy of a couple of years ago when it became a big issue and never happened.
A bit of a disagreement among a couple of Episcopal bishops in upstate New York, including the Albany area, over the issue of same-sex marriage.
The bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Central New York on Monday released a statement tacitly criticizing remarks issued by Albany's Episcopalian Bishop William Love regarding his decision outlawing same-sex marriage in churches that are under his control. On Saturday, Bishop Love issued an edict banning the marriage of same-sex couples in the Albany Episcopal Diocese churches, writing in a statement that the church has been hijacked by the gay rights agenda and that Satan is having a heyday bringing division into the church. Well, Bishop D.D. Duncan Probe used her own statement to reiterate her diocese's support of the LGBTQ community. That bishop, who is based in Syracuse, said that she recognizes it's a challenge to the Episcopal Church in the United States, but she said she wants to be clear that God loves all people and has reaffirmed her diocese's support of same-sex marriages. It's not the end of a controversy that's been going on a long time in the U.S. Episcopalian Church.
Mike, there's been some new information in terms of the inspection of these oversized vehicles, specifically referring to the horrifying tragedy of the 20 people, including the limousine driver, that were killed in Schoharie in October.
Yes, last year in New York, authorities deemed about 10,000 commercial vehicles unsafe and ordered them off the road until repairs were made. But according to a story by the Times Union's Brendan Lyons on Sunday, in only about 100 of those cases did the state go back to verify that the problems were ever fixed. Some are criticizing that performance, especially since one of the vehicles that was never rechecked was the one that was involved in the terrible crash in Schoharie. The shocking facts that were in the Times Union analysis also looked at state and federal transportation safety data dating back to 2003, and it shows that New York has consistently failed to verify that repairs were made on vehicles that were found to be unsafe and failed to impose serious penalties when problems that led to these out-of-service orders are addressed. It's expected to cause some discussion this week and ongoing, and perhaps a push for increased penalties and stricter regulations and more inspections in New York, and that'll be something that the legislature and the governor will have to consider.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more on this, head to timesunion.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.